The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, amen. And in the church, it's got to always be in the name of Jesus, or it ain't worth 2 cents. Lapsing into the colloquial there. And that's what Martin Luther rediscovered, because that had in fact been lost in the church of his day. Jesus, his centrality, his death on the cross as the full atonement for the sins of the world, his blood, his righteousness, God's grace, faith, Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, for Christ's sake alone. These are the solas, or the onlys, of the Reformation. They are the solas by which the church stands or falls. Now, I've got a confession to make which may surprise you, considering I am a Lutheran pastor. But one of the things I dislike about Reformation Day or Reformation Sunday is the fact that we Lutherans sometimes tend to get a big head. We congratulate ourselves on our past triumphs. We look back to the past, to what God accomplished through the restoration of His Word and His gospel, and the purification of His sacraments, and the very worship of the church. We look back at all that and are blind to our need to have these things restored to us today in their purity and in their truth. Reformation Day becomes a kind of pep rally, a rah-rah for Lutherans Day. Martin Luther is sometimes emphasized over Christ himself. And if Luther were capable of rolling over in his grave, he would do that if he knew that were taking place, because Luther preached Christ. Luther focused on Christ and his gospel. And that hopefully, God willing, God grant it to me, a poor, miserable sinner. That hopefully is what we are going to do today in a little different manner. Because if you look in your bulletin, you will see that the sermon is based on the gospel reading for Reformation, John 8:31-36. And the title is Setting Sinners Free. But I'm going to move on after we talk about John and after we talk about the epistle from Romans today and take a look at the text that would have been the basis of our sermon if today were not Reformation Sunday. But first to St. John. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, and notice the had believed, and understand that this belief is a weak, incipient belief that is easily scandalized, easily offended by Christ, and that is what has taken place prior, in the verses prior to where today's gospel picks up. So Jesus says to them, if you abide in my word, remain steadfast in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Pontius Pilate asked later in John's gospel, when Jesus appeared before him at his trial, what is truth? In other words, is there any such thing as truth? How can you speak of truth? How do you even know truth exists? I, a learned Roman who have studied the Latin philosophers and poets and the Greek philosophers, I don't believe there is any such thing as truth. That was Pontius Pilate's attitude. But isn't it interesting how Jesus takes this question up? What is truth? Earlier in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, as a matter of fact, and I bet many of you could quote it, or when I quote it to you, you can say it along with me. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And good, I saw some lips moving there. I could have heard some voices too. That would have been okay because you participate in the liturgy with your voice, don't you? You could participate in that too. Jesus said that He was the truth. His word is true because He speaks the Father's word. So Jesus tells these Jews who had kind of begun to have a faith in Him, "If you abide in my word," not the word of human opinion, not the word that is popular in the day, not the word that the culture embraces because, hey, everyone else is doing it, but Christ's word, which is an offensive word to our sinful nature. Christ's word, which our sinful nature does not want to hear, as is demonstrated in the Gospel of John later on in chapter 8. "You abide in that word of mine," Jesus says, "remain there, stick there, and you're going to know the truth." And the truth is twofold in this case. The truth that will set you free. They're skeptical. "Hey, we're the offspring of Abraham. We're Abraham's descendants." We could say, "We're Luther's descendants. We've never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Hey, we are free now, is what they're implying. But Jesus nails them. And if we hear Him properly, He nails us too, because He answers them. And notice the double emphasis, the repetition of the word "truly." "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." The slave does not, correction of translation here, the slave does not abide in the house forever. The Son abides forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And if you continue on in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, you'll see how scandalized His hearers were at these words. They didn't like it because they didn't want to hear the truth. They did not want to hear Jesus' words. And they certainly didn't want to think that they were slaves to sin and that this itinerant Galilean rabbi could possibly be the one to set them free. But that is why Jesus came in the flesh. For us sinners, and here is the truth as found in today's epistle, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith." By faith. Now, do you believe that? Do you believe that about yourself? Do I believe that about myself? Well, here's what I could do. I could set up a video camera of some sort to follow me throughout the day and some sort of internal recording device to record my thoughts and my words, and then play all that back, and I would see that I have indeed sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And you would too. About yourself, just as I would, if we had the courage to listen to that recording and to watch that tape. God has given His law to show us we are sinners, so that every mouth that protests its own righteousness may be stopped, so that the athletic socks may be stuffed into that mouth and it would just shut up, and the whole world may be held accountable to God, because by our works, by our so-called deeds of righteousness, for which we pat ourselves on the back, we can't be justified in God's sight. We cannot be declared righteous in God's sight. It takes Christ to do that. It takes the propitiation, the mercy seat of Christ's shed blood, and faith receives the gift, so that faith says, I ain't got nothing at all to boast in. Boasting in anything I do is completely out of the picture. Rather, as Paul said, my boast is in Christ Jesus. Now I'm going to read to you, and I know the sermon, you know, we like to have it short, but I'm going to read to you what would have been the gospel reading for today from St. Mark chapter 10 if we were not observing Reformation Sunday today. Jesus and the disciples came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the way. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, my rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go along, your faith has saved you. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed Jesus on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord too. It's a gospel for our hearing. It's the gospel for us poor sinners. Because you see, Jesus was going somewhere after he passed through Jericho. He was going to Jerusalem. And it wasn't for a vacation. It wasn't on a sightseeing trip. He had been in Jerusalem many times before. It was for the Passover. The Passover that would fulfill all Passovers. The Passover where Jesus would die as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus was going to the cross, and a great crowd was following him. And then Bartimaeus, a blind beggar. Note the word blind. Note the word beggar. He was sitting alongside the way. Luther said, "We are all beggars. This is true." He said this on his deathbed. We are all beggars before God. We don't have the resources of righteousness of our own by which we can be saved. We are indeed poor in spirit. And that phrase, poor in spirit, means poverty stricken. The poor there means without any means or resources at all, destitute. And we, as sinners, are dependent upon God for everything, for our life in this world, for the food that we eat, for the clothing that we wear, for the cars we drive, for our homes, everything. But we are especially dependent upon God for the gift of His salvation. And the Scriptures, in their emphasis upon the law, are intended to show us the fact that we are poor, destitute beggars who cannot save themselves. And the Scriptures, in their greater emphasis upon the gospel, set Christ and His righteousness and His cross and His death and God's justification taken hold of by faith before our eyes. And so what is to be our attitude in light of these things? Just like blind Bartimaeus the beggar, who began to cry out. And that "began" means he didn't just say it once. He continued to say it. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me." Did you hear it when we sang the Gloria in Excelsis at the beginning of the service? It's on page 204 if you want to look at it. It's the second stanza, the second line. "O Lamb of God, our Savior, You take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Receive our heartfelt cry." The church echoes Bartimaeus' cry for mercy and help there. In the Kyrie, immediately before the Gloria in Excelsis, we echo Bartimaeus' cry, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." So as Christians, we continually look to Christ for the mercy and forgiveness and salvation that He alone can supply. We continually look to Christ as our righteousness before God. We continually look to Christ as the one who is our justification, the one in whom and by whom and through whom and for whose sake God declares us righteous. Look at Bartimaeus' faith, or you can't look at it, but he cried out, "Have mercy on me, Jesus. Have mercy on me, Son of David." But you know what? He had faith. There was faith behind these words, because Jesus stopped there. Jesus halted in His progression toward Jerusalem. And He said, "Call him to me." So the crowd that had earlier rebuked Bartimaeus because he was making a scene, and what kind of guy was he to ask an important man like Jesus for help and attention? They thought Jesus was going to Jerusalem to be crowned as King of the Jews, when in fact He was going to Jerusalem to die. They showed the same attitude of the disciples who said, "Hey, get these kids away from Jesus. He's too important for to be bothered with them." But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And He said, "Call Bartimaeus." And Bartimaeus showed his faith in that he threw off his cloak, which was probably on his lap, folded up, and where the alms he would receive were placed. He threw off that cloak and sprang up. And he came to Jesus because he was going to receive a greater gift of alms. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" This is the same question asked a few verses earlier by James and John when they said, "Hey, when you come into your kingdom, we want to sit at your right hand and at your left hand. Grant this to us." But the blind man didn't ask for anything like that. He said, "My rabbi, Rabboni, my rabbi," not just a rabbi in general, "my rabbi, my teacher, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go along. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you." And immediately, Bartimaeus recovered his sight and he followed Jesus on the way. In the way of the cross, in the way of faith, in the way of discipleship, in the way of trust, in the way of salvation. Bartimaeus' eyes were opened, not merely his physical eyes, but the eyes of faith by Jesus. And he knew Jesus as the Messiah. And he followed Jesus in his footsteps, which is another biblical synonym for discipleship. In the way of life, which is used early on in Acts for Christianity itself. We are all beggars before God. If we hear God's law, we will know that. Like Bartimaeus, because he received the gift of Jesus, the gift of healing, the gift of sight, the gift of faith, by faith itself. St. Paul writes in today's epistle that God put Christ forward as a propitiation, as an atoning sacrifice by his blood to be received by faith. If you abide in Christ's word, you are truly his disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. By God's grace in the gospel, by God's grace in your baptism, in the word you hear preached, in the absolution that is pronounced upon you when you confess your sins, in the gift of the sacrament of the altar this morning, in which the crucified, risen Christ gives you his crucified body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins to be received by faith. Yeah, you commit sin, you're a slave to sin, but God has declared a new status for you. God has given you a new status in Christ because the slave does not remain in God's house forever. The son remains forever. First and foremost, Jesus is the Son of God by nature, but you, through faith in him, are a son of God as well. So know and believe this. You can't free yourself, but if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.